Hello everyone, my name is Joey Cooksell. Today I'm going to share with you what is the modern data-driven sourcing function looks like and how I utilize data and also automation to my sourcing strategies. Let me introduce myself. I am a tech recruiter, sourcing specialist, and currently global talent acquisition manager at EVBox based in Amsterdam. I've been in the recruitment function is about just over 18 years and working in the private sectors, corporate sectors, in-house and freelancer space. I will be sharing with you four main topics around this data-driven sourcing function. But before I started those four main sections, I want to talk about why data matters. Today, we find ourselves in an increasingly data-driven market. And as a sourcers and as our team needs the actionable insights to remain competitive. So the importance of data is huge, enormous. It can be very strategic and also competitive advantage for us. So just relying on your gut feeling and experience is unfortunately not enough anymore. So let's begin with explain the first topic. The first topic is in-tech meetings. In-tech meetings are the most crucial part of the recruitment process and generally underrated. In the past, when I was joining the in-tech meetings, I always felt that I was playing a secondary role, not really advisory, not really playing the advocate. And I was just bringing the 3 pages, 18 questions. It wasn't efficient. And somehow, some way, I had to change that topic and the format, which I find a great way to change in it. I thought, why don't I bring some data reports to change this shift of ineffective in-tech meetings to more data-driven one? So what I have done, I did my press sourcing and bring a lot of profiles on the table. I create personas. The personas are one of the most important areas of your sourcing because you can have a clarify your profiles you're looking for. And the third one is talent market reports, which I'm going to explain to you in more details shortly. And then lastly, I did some pair sourcing, which is doing live sourcing with the hiring managers, which create a great trust between myself and my businesses. So please play the ambassador role and take the in-tech meeting seriously. The second topic I would like to talk about it is talent market reports. Talent market reports has a lot of insights about your current market. You can understand the supply, demand, salary indication, your competitors, and new market trends. And I've been using it for a while. It just adds value except nothing. But how to create talent market reports? You can do it yourself. It takes a little bit longer than usual, but also you can use some different platforms. The first one is I use generally is called Talentneuron. It's a great platform. It has connected to over 160 APIs. You can get really good benchmarks. And the second one is Talent Insights, which you already know. And the third one, which has just come out to market, which you should check it out, is called Horsefly. Again, Talent Market Reports is a great way to influence your businesses. The next one, Talent Pooling. Talent pooling is always give me a mixed feeling. Where is the value or how we need to do it? And this point, the talent pooling, I would like to explain in a more automation way. Two ways I'm doing it, which is always helps me. One, you can use your project in the LinkedIn, which can literally add automatically candidates to your straight away your talent pool. I don't mean just automatically puts them in. What happens is when you finish your project with your filters, system will recognize with the people who are open for the new opportunities, will notify you directly. Then you will have a proper dynamic talent pool. The second one is not every ATS has the same functionality, but the majority of the ATSs or CRMs have the functionality of dynamic and static lists. Dynamic lists is one of the great ways to create a talent pooling without doing nothing, basically. So if you create the dynamic list in your ATS and put the filters and the skill set you're looking for, whenever the candidates or the professionals apply the role, either joining your talent community, the system will automatically pick them up and put on your dynamic list. So please try it on your own ATSs and talk to your HR system people. And then lastly, I want to talk to you about conversion ratios, which is one of my favorite topic. Conversion ratios has a lot of benefits into it. It's just finding the gaps and opportunities in the sourcing process, simplify the effectiveness of your outreach for your talent, improve your company branding and reputation. Besides, sourcing channel effectiveness. And lastly, you can measure your quality and time to hire. But let me give you a brief example. How does it work? In the past, I have searched for a specific software engineer. I did my due diligence, I did my sourcing, and I identified and screened 161 candidates. And I reached out to them. But what was the outcome? Let me share with you. Out of 161 people, I received 21% of it, which is 34 candidates. They declined my connection. Another 25% of it, they didn't even connect with me. And that triggered me. Why? Almost half of the people are not connecting with me. So that is one of the points I should really enhance and improve my outreach. Let's move on. And there's 42% people has connected with me, but they were not interested in the company or not aware of my company, or they didn't know that what kind of product we are producing. That also triggers me a data point that I need to talk to my employer branding. Because if no one knows your company, they will not be interested in. So another great data for you. And lastly, I end up, of course, with 11 candidates, which was great for our ratios. But on the interview process, I lost 6 of them, which is I need to figure out why I lost them as well. That could be because of hiring process was not long enough. There was no reaction back to the candidates. So that gives me another data point for me to check it out. But lastly, there was 5 people left. They've gone through it, and one candidate with flying colors passed the interview, and we made an offer. Great. But the bigger picture, I would like to bring it to you today, how competitive market is. To be able to make one hire for that particular role, I have to reach out 161 candidates. Please utilize data that help you to improve your processes. Lastly, I would like to share with you the fundamental quality of sourcing is intellectual curiosity and data. You guys are the sourcer. Please don't play the secondary role. Play the ambassador. Play the advisor role. Thank you for listening.